الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون، صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الله لما يغذيكم من نعمه، وأحبوني بحب الله، وأحب أهل بيتي بحبي، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an obligation upon every one of us, something that every one of us have to have in our hearts at all times, is a love for the Ahlul Bayt, for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we call normally commonly known as the Ahlul Bayt, then it is necessary for every one of us to have love for them. It is an obligation, a command of deen, a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every believer, every person has love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their hearts. Imam Shafi rahimahullah mentioned beautifully in a poem. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that it is necessary for us to love the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, يَكْفِيكُمْ مِنْ عَظِيمٍ فَخْرِ أَنَّكُمْ مَنْ لَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. That for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is sufficient as an honor. For them it is sufficient as an honor that person who does not recite salutations upon them, his salah is incomplete. That in our salah also, you send salutations upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our attahiyyat, a person recites durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. And Allah sends salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great honor for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person does not recite this durood in his salah is incomplete. So it is an obligation upon us that we have love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أحب الله لما يغذيكم من نعمه. That a person should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the many bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَحِبُّونِي بِحُبِّ اللَّهِ. That every believer should love me, love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَحِبُّ أَهْلَ بَيْتِ بِحُبِّي. That O my ummah, all those who come after me, O my followers, love my family, love the people of my household for my sake. It's a request, a command from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected elders and brothers, now in the world, from the past till today, we have a group of people who they try and paint this picture that they are the only ones that love the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will try and make it look such that only they have true love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everybody else, nobody else has love like how they have love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why now the month of Muharram will come. We'll see this group of people, they will start doing ridiculous things. They will start doing crazy things to try and paint this picture that they love the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we really look at what kind of love they have for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they love a few individuals from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the rest of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they speak bad about them, they revile them, they swear at them. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu, we have true love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? We do not love one or two individuals from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, we love every person that is linked to the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that after I pass away, after I die, then hold on to two things firmly. The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was Kitabullah. Then hold firmly onto the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Quran. Us, we believe in the complete Quran. We believe the Quran is completely true. Every word of the Quran is completely true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the Quran as is from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till today. But we look at this group of people, according to them, the Quran is incomplete. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such a belief.
According to them, the Quran is incomplete, the Quran is not complete in whatever it mentions. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the second thing that you should take care of is my family, the people of my family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not restricted to few individuals. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take care, love, be kind to my entire family, respect my entire family. Whereas this group of people, they only love and they only show respect to the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anha, the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali radiallahu anhu, the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. And likewise, that few people from their progeny, they love them, they show respect to them. But the rest of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they revile them, they speak bad about them. So now in this month of Muharram, this group of people, they will paint this picture, they will do certain actions which there is no basis in Islam for, there is no basis in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these kind of actions. So it is necessary for us to have true love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question comes about that when we say Ahlul Bayt, when we say the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does it refer to? So according to our ulama, according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when we say Ahlul Bayt, when we say the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it refers to every person from the Banu Hashim, every person from the tribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, all the pure wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them fall under the Ahlul Bayt, all of them fall under the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned in the Quran Sharif, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them at Ahlul Bayt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ وَرِجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to remove every sort of dirt, every sort of evil from you, O Ahlul Bayt, referring to the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it comes to Ahlul Bayt, it refers to the entire tribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this group of people. What evil things they have to say about the poor wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we regard them as true lovers of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As you mentioned, loving the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a dini obligation. It is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a command and a request from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. When it came to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who can fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than the Sahaba radiallahu? Every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu fulfilled it to perfection. They fulfilled it completely with no questioning whatsoever. That was the level of Sahaba radiallahu, something that we cannot match. So when it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we cannot even imagine what amount of love, what amount of respect the Sahaba had for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet this group of people that we have and that were always present, they try and paint a negative picture. They try and paint a picture that no, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did not have love for the Ahlul Bayt. They try and paint this picture in our minds that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not love Ali radiallahu anhu. They try and paint this picture that Ali radiallahu anhu had enmity for Umar radiallahu anhu. But when we look into history, when you look into the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when you look into the lives of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see the love and the relationship that existed between Sahaba radiallahu anhu and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the love and the relationship that he had for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu mentioned, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَقَرَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَصِلَ قَرَابَتِي. That in, by the oath of that being in whose hands my soul is, it is more beloved to me to keep a relationship and to keep linked with the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than to keep ties with my own family. This was a statement of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that I rather keep ties with the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is more beloved to me than me seeing my own family, than me keeping ties with my own family. On another occasion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu mentioned to Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that be careful, be mindful in how you treat the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make sure you treat them with respect. Make sure you show love towards them. One occasion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes out after the Asr Salah. He was the Khalifa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. He was the leader of all the believers. He comes out onto the street. He sees Hassan radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, playing on the street. He's playing with other children. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the leader of all the believers. He comes, he picks up Hassan radiallahu anhu, he puts him onto his shoulders. And then he says that this youngster, this child, has the most amount of resemblance to my friend, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan radiallahu anhu resembles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very closely. When Ali radiallahu anhu hears this, he smiles and he laughs and tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what you say is true. Hassan radiallahu anhu resembles his grandfather. He's not resembled me. This was the conversation between Ali radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, my respected elders and brothers. If there was enmity between them, if Ali radiallahu anhu had enmity for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, if there was this enmity between them, then Ali radiallahu anhu would not have allowed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to even touch his son. He would not even have spoken to him in this way. But there was love between them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this reason, he takes his child and puts him onto his shoulder. This was the love that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The respect that they had for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, then there were a few tribes around Medina Munawwara that turned away from Islam. They did not want to accept certain commands of Sharia. They did not want to pay zakat. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu commanded Sahaba radiallahu anhu that now we will fight these people. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu prepares the army. And at the head of the army, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the leader. The army is about to leave Medina Munawwara. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the head of this army. They are going to fight the renegades. Ali radiallahu anhu comes running. He grabs the whole of the reins of the horse of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that, oh Abu Bakr, I will address you as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had addressed you. And then he tells him, oh Abu Bakr, do not put yourself into danger, because by you putting yourself into danger, you will be causing distress to us. Medina Munawwara needs you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone. The only person that can fill his gap and the only person that can take his place is you, Abu Bakr. Please do not put us into distress. Do not put yourself into danger. Please remain behind. Who is making the request? Ali radiallahu anhu is making the request to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. How can there be enmity between them? If Ali radiallahu anhu felt that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had usurped the khilafah from him, and if Ali radiallahu anhu felt that he had enmity towards Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then when he heard that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was being out, he would have been happy. He would have made some plan to get rid of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Yet he comes running and he begs him and he pleads with him that Abu Bakr, do not put yourself into danger. You have to remain behind. You have to take care of the Muslims. So between Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu, there was no enmity. Ali radiallahu anhu had a lot of love for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and likewise Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had a lot of love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, the certain set of people, they try and paint a bad picture between Umar radiallahu anhu and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us look at history again. On the occasion of the Battle of Badr, when the Muslims captured a few of the Quraysh, then an Ansari Sahabi, a Sahabi from Medina Munawwara, he captures Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he captures him, he makes a remark that I will execute him, I'm going to kill him. That was his right. When this news reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Sahaba want to kill his uncle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is distressed. He tells the Sahaba around him that the entire night last night I could not sleep because I was worried about my uncle. Immediately Umar radiallahu anhu stands up and he says, oh Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me permission, I will go to the Ansari. I will request him to release your uncle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agrees. Umar radiallahu anhu comes to the Ansari Sahabi and he requests him and tells him that, please can you release the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Initially the Ansari Sahabi refuses. This was his right. He kept in Abbas radiallahu anhu. It was his right to keep him. It was his right to kill him. Then Umar radiallahu anhu tells the Ansari Sahabi that, will you be pleased that if you release Abbas radiallahu anhu, this will secure you the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ansari Sahabi agrees that if I'm going to release him, I will get the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then definitely I will release him. Yeah, Umar radiallahu anhu takes the hand of Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they begin walking towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu anhu tells Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abbas, when you reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I beg you, I plead to you, please become a Muslim, accept Islam. And Umar radiallahu anhu then tells Abbas radiallahu anhu, I will be more happy that you accept Islam than my own father Khattab accept Islam. Why? Because if you accept Islam, the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Rather you accept Islam than my own father accept Islam. This was the statement of Ali Umar radiallahu anhu to Abbas radiallahu anhu, someone from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person becomes a Muslim, a person is a new Muslim, then one desire he will have in his heart, that if only my parents can become Muslim also. This was also the desire of Umar radiallahu anhu. But look at his statement to Abbas radiallahu anhu. He tells him, oh Abbas, if you become a Muslim, that will be more pleasing for me than my own father becoming a Muslim. So definitely, we cannot doubt the love that Umar radiallahu anhu had for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at another incident. One occasion in the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu is Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is the leader of the believers. At the time of his Khilafat, 2/3 of the world were under his leadership. He was a great man of his time. Umar radiallahu anhu comes to Hassan radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells him, oh Hassan radiallahu anhu, long time you have not visited us. We will be honored by you visiting us. Please come and pay us a visit. So Hassan radiallahu anhu sets out to visit Umar radiallahu anhu. When he comes to the house of Umar radiallahu anhu, he sees that Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting with his son Abdullah bin Umar. And they are engaging in conversation. So Hassan radiallahu anhu stands outside for a while and then he goes away. He does not want to disturb Umar radiallahu anhu. Later that day, Umar radiallahu anhu meets Hassan radiallahu anhu. He asks him, oh Hassan, I've been waiting for you the whole day. You have not come and visit. You have not come to visit me yet. Hassan radiallahu anhu replies and tells Umar radiallahu anhu that when I came to your home, you and your son were seated. You were engaged in a conversation. I did not want to disturb you all. Umar radiallahu anhu puts his hand on Hassan radiallahu anhu. I tell him, oh Hassan, you have more right. You have more haq to come into my home. You have more right to come and speak to me. More than my own son has right to come and speak to me. Why? Because it is because of you, because of your family, because of your grandfather, because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that today I am where I am. Because you are from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave my son one side. You have more right to come into my home and speak to me. This was the love that Umar radiallahu anhu had for the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should not let the certain group of people in the world paint this negative picture in our minds that Sahaba radiallahu anhu do not have love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us look at the other side of the picture, the love that the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sick in his last illness, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were in the masjid. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had a small window from his home coming into the masjid. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu puts his head out of the window and he addresses Sahaba radiallahu anhu saying, oh Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am in the last part of my illness. I have appointed someone to come after me. I have appointed my successor. Will you be happy with whoever I have chosen as my successor? All the Sahaba radiallahu anhu agree. Yes, whoever you choose, you will be happy with. Immediately Ali radiallahu anhu stands up and he tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that you will only be happy if you appoint Umar radiallahu anhu as the next Khalifa after. This is the statement of Ali radiallahu anhu, that oh Abu Bakr, if you appoint Umar radiallahu anhu as your Khalifa, as your successor, then only you will be happy. But these people paint this picture and they try and put those negative thoughts in our mind that Umar radiallahu anhu took away the Khilafat of Ali radiallahu anhu. My respected elders and brothers, let us not be deceived by the talks of these people. Between Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a strong relationship, there was a lot of love, there was a lot of respect. Likewise for us today also, we have to have that amount of respect, that amount of love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now an important question comes about in all our minds. We all know what is happening in the world, the war that is happening in the world between the Kuffar of Palestine, the Jews, the Israelis, and the people of Iran. The question will come into our mind that who do we support? Do we support anybody? What do we do? A senior alim in our country has written an article that in this time, what do we do? Firstly, we should understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That before Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
will make one oppressor oppress the other oppressor. We look at when it came to Israel, when it came to the Jews in Palestine, what oppression they committed against the people of Gaza. We understand that they are oppressors. But we look at the ruler of Iran, the president of Iran, they were also oppressors. When it came to the Muslims in Syria, they oppressed them. When it came to the Muslims in Yemen, the people of Iran, they oppressed them.
But now the question is, who do we support? Do we make dua for anybody?
Yes, we all will be happy that the Iranians are bombing the people of Israel. They bombed the Palestinians, now they are facing their own medicine. What they did to the people of Gaza, the same thing is happening to them. Yes, we are happy. They are a common enemy.
But what about the people of Iran? Do we support them? What do we do? We should remember, when it comes to the president of Iran, they go as a Muslim face. They may look like Muslim, but they belong to a sect which we call the Shia. They are the people who swear Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They are the people who speak bad about the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the president of this country. Yes, amongst the masses, there are many who are true believers. Most of the population are true believers. But the people on the top, we cannot regard them as to be true Muslims. So what do we do? Those alim writes that yes, we will support the people of Iran because they are bombing a common enemy. Like how in today's time, if another kafir country had to bomb the people of Israel, you will be happy, we'll support him, although he's a kafir. So likewise, we will support the people of Iran, although they may not be Muslim, true Muslim. We will support them because they are killing a common enemy. But we must remember that they are not true Muslims. They do not have true love for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We will support them in what they are doing. But more than that, we will not go any further. So today in this time, this war is happening. We have to understand that we will support the people of Iran in what they are doing to the people of Israel. They are bombing them, we will support them in that. But we have to understand that they are Shia. They are not true believers. They do not have true love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all the Muslims, the true Muslims in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.